their bodies to the students of anatomy at Indiana University. That gaunt old man came first, his hair as white as your scoured tables. Maybe you'll recollect him by the scars of steel mill burns on the backs of his hands, on the nape of his neck, on his arms and sinewy legs. And her, by the enduring innocence of her face, as open to all of you in death as it would have been in life. She would memorize your names and ages and pastimes and hometowns if she could. But she can't now, so remember her. They believed in doctors, listened to their advice, and followed it faithfully. You should treat them one last time as they would have treated you. They had been kind to others all their lives and believed in being useful. Remember, their son, somewhere, is trying hard to believe you'll learn as much as possible from them as he did, and will do your best to learn politely and truly. They gave away the gift of those useful bodies against his wish. They had their own ways of doing everything, always. If you're not certain which ones are theirs, be gentle to everybody.